Good morning, everyone. Bitcoin has been absolutely wild lately, hasn't it? The volatility is just so intense right now. But here's the thing, most of that movement isn't about some new tech update or a regulation change. It's actually driven by big macroeconomic indicators.
That is spot on. If you look at the charts, the central theme dominating this price action is really just the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. When we talk about what's moving the market today, that's number one.
Exactly. And there's this term everyone keeps mentioning, baked in. Analysts say the market has already priced in higher than expected inflation for March. I think it can be a little confusing for new investors to hear that.
It is, but here is the logic behind it. Baked in means traders have adjusted their positions based on expectations long before the official data drops. The market anticipates events. It doesn't wait to react solely after news breaks.
That's a fascinating concept. So essentially, we are seeing what happens when inflation numbers surprise the market.
Precisely. To understand Bitcoin's impact, you have to look at high inflation numbers. When the CPI comes out higher than expected, it signals that inflation is persistently high. That pushes the Federal Reserve toward keeping interest rates elevated or hiking them further.
Oh, I see where this is going. Higher interest rates mean borrowing costs go up, right? And that makes safe assets like bonds look much better compared to riskier ones like cryptocurrencies.
Exactly. That's the mechanism. So if investors expect a higher CPI print in March, they might sell Bitcoin now to lock in profits before that negative market reaction hits. It creates a self-fulfilling prophecy.
A self-fulfilling prophecy. Like prices drop even if the number is only slightly worse than expected.
That's right. By selling ahead of the data release, prices dip. This psychological aspect is what analysts mean when they say the pain is already baked in.
So it's all about expectations versus reality. Speaking of reality, recent data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shed some light on which sectors are driving this pressure during February.
The report highlighted several key areas where costs rose significantly. For instance, medical care. Healthcare expenses remain a persistent and growing cost for households.
That's huge because healthcare is such a big part of everyone's budget. But it also hits apparel and household furnishings. Clothing prices are climbing, and home goods are getting expensive too.
It goes beyond just clothes. Airline fares remain elevated, affecting the leisure budget, and even education has seen an uptick in tuition costs. When these sectors combine, they paint a picture of a sticky inflation environment.
Sticky inflation. That sounds tough for growth assets. So, the baked-in theory suggests Bitcoin has already factored the negative sentiment associated with these rising costs into its valuation.
Yes. However, this brings up an important debate regarding how we classify the asset. Some proponents argue Bitcoin acts as digital gold, a hedge against inflation like precious metals during currency debasement.
I've heard that argument. But in reality, short-term Bitcoin behaves much more like a tech stock or a risk-on asset. It is highly sensitive to global liquidity and interest rate expectations.
That's the crucial distinction. If CPI data suggests the Fed will keep rates high for longer than anticipated, liquidity tightens, and capital flows out of speculative assets.
So even if the bad news is priced in, seeing analysts claim it implies a cautious approach. The market has adjusted ahead of time, based on the trajectory of data from February and early March reports.
Correct. This suggests Bitcoin's current price level might be lower than its intrinsic value could support later in the year, if inflation cools down. For those holding long-term positions, understanding these macroeconomic cycles is essential.
It really is. The baked-in narrative is basically a warning sign of potential volatility following major data releases. While the bad news might be priced in, there is often a knee-jerk reaction that causes short-term dips.
Absolutely. It is crucial for investors not to mistake market sentiment based on CPI for long-term fundamentals. Bitcoin has shown remarkable resilience over the years, recovering from bear markets and volatility caused by economic shocks.
Yes, that resilience is inspiring. But timing trades around macroeconomic events requires a deep understanding of what these indicators tell us about the broader liquidity environment.
Exactly. In conclusion, while specific sectors like medical care and airline fares drive inflationary headlines, their ultimate impact on Bitcoin depends on how policymakers react to that data.
If the Federal Reserve maintains a hawkish stance because of stubborn inflation in those areas, Bitcoin price action will definitely reflect that. But as the market anticipates the March print now, investors should remain vigilant for any signs of liquidity shifts.
That's the core takeaway. Bitcoin's short-term valuation is heavily influenced by interest rate expectations tied to CPI data. Investors must navigate volatility around these releases while maintaining a long-term perspective on the asset's resilience.